Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Great to have you with us on the program today, This Week in America. On the show today, talking about the compelling, gripping science fiction and fantasy book, The Imaginarium Machine. We're talking about how the cutting edge of technology can potentially cause, well, a great amount of havoc when placed in the wrong hands. It is a pulse-pounding techno-thriller, and we're talking with the author on the program today, John Adrian Tomlin. He was born with a form of muscular dystrophy, which makes him wheelchair-bound and weak for life. First introduced to video games when he was 5 and was immediately hooked. He loves its ability to be fun, to tell a story, and be able to express ideas that no other art form can. He decided to devote his college years to learning about video games, earning his BS in game art and design. After graduation, he decided to pursue his passion to write books. And we're talking about one of those today, The Imaginarium Machine, with author John Adrian Tomlin. Adrian, welcome to the program. It's great to have you with us today.
Thank you for having me.
You know, it's interesting, back, this fascination that you had at an early age with games, with video games. Let's talk about that, and then we'll get into the premise of the book.
Well, my first video game console was the Atari. I started playing when I was now 5 years old. You know, I had a lot of fun with it, back when the joystick was only one stick and one button. And then later on, we got a Nintendo, and that the controller changed. It's two buttons and a D-pad. And, you know, as the years progressed, new consoles came out with better graphics and more buttons on the controller. You know, and eventually I grew out of Nintendo and went to the PlayStation. You know, it started with PS2 and then 3. And now today we're in 4. And we're seeing graphics getting better and better and more realistic.
Yeah, you've really seen the evolution, and this is where we get in the Imaginarium game. Let's talk. It's like it's 2030. At the beginning of the book, we've got Jack and Ben as they're anxiously awaiting a Sony announcement as to what next is coming up. Take us to 2030 and where video games are at that point in your book, The Imaginarium Machine.
Well, at that point, we're seeing, absolute realism in video games, and they're trying to figure out what's next. So I came up with this idea of being able to train your mind so that you're able to see, like, taste things and touch things that you cannot do on a television screen. So that's where the idea came from.
Yeah, so basically, you're playing the game in your mind. I mean, you are actually seeing this in your mind.
Yes, that's correct.
You know, this is fascinating. The book is The Imaginarium Machine. Our guest on the program is John Adrian Tomlin. He is the author. His website is johnadriantomlin.com. Books available at bookventure.com, at the bookstore there, with Amazon, all the usual places. And you can link on directly to Adrian's website by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. It is a fascinating book, and you would think, as you're presenting it, that, wow, this has to be, like, really powerful stuff. This is going to be a lot of fun. But there are really some dark turns to this, aren't there?
Yes, there are. The creator of it ends up brainwashing everybody that's using it at the time. So, you don't realize why he's doing it. You don't really know why he's doing it until you read the second book.
It's just fascinating because, like I say, you start off and you're thinking, wow, this is great. And then you see the dark side of this, the fact that there is a negative to this. Talk about how this developed in your mind. We talked about the evolution before. Do you see this maybe sometimes, not necessarily this scenario, but that we will have games available to us, video games available to us that we can't even comprehend now?
Right. Yes. Right now we're looking at, today we see virtual reality coming out, and, you know, new types of games are being played in that. Yeah, you know, games are always evolving. All new genres are coming out all the time. It's hard to explain this.
Yeah, they're coming out, and each generation comes out, and it's like, wow, I never believed. I was going back through, you know, my kids and what they've gone through, the progression, the genesis of this, is as you were talking about, and I think back to those early primitive days and where we are with that now. When you sat down and you had this in your mind, this is where these games could go. Video games have taken on a whole life of their own. How did you develop the storyline for this, that it's there, but we have terrorists that are actually taking over and wreaking havoc with the world?
You know, honestly, I didn't plan the book to be like that. When I write, it's like a movie playing in my head. So it's like the characters come out organically and the story comes out organically. And, you know, it started with the simple idea of this console. And then the story just grew from there.
The book is called The Imaginarium Machine. It's written by our guest on This Week in America, John Adrian Tomlin. His website is johnadriantomlin.com. Books available wherever books are sold, and you'll get information, direct link onto Adrian's website by going to our website, of course, thisweekinamerica.us. As you read the book, you're entertained. It's a great story. Once you start reading, you really don't want to put the book down. You need to see what's going to happen next. But what do you hope that we take away from this, besides the entertainment factor, enjoyment factor that we get for reading The Imaginarium Machine? Are there messages that you would like us to think about, big picture to think about?
Technology is a great thing, but it can also be abused. That's my basic theme of it.
Yeah, we see this in so many cases where technology is there and suddenly it's used for something that the people who originated it never thought was going to happen. The consequences, without giving a whole lot away at the book, is you end the book basically a year later. And when I say wreaking havoc on the world, on the United States, for example, that's really not an exaggeration, is it? This really fell into the wrong hands and created problems, serious problems.
Yes, and I think it's very possible that some kind of technology can do that.
How long did it take you to write the book?
First one took about 6 months. The second took longer, about maybe a year. And I'm working on a third one right now.
Excellent.
That one's taking a lot longer. So I'm probably about 2 years. It might take me to write it.
Yeah, the first book we're talking about is The Imaginarium Machine. The Imaginarium World is what the second book that you're talking about. And that takes place, 5 years afterwards. So this is really an interesting time as well.
Yes. Yes.
And that took a little longer to write than the Imaginarium Machine. Where are we going in book three? I'm looking forward to that, just finding out that you were going to do book three. Where are we going with that? I don't know where else you could go. You've got a great imagination in putting all this together.
I don't want to spoil it, but I'll spoil it on your show.
Okay.
It's called The Imaginarium Conspiracy, and it basically answers a lot of questions that I left unanswered. And so I don't want to spoil the ending, but I don't even know the ending yet. But basically, it explains why Kevin got so crazy, because his wife, it has something to do with his wife. But, you know, that's as far as I'll go.
Well, you've teased me properly. That's good. Just knowing it, you've got conspiracy in the title. I know this is going to be something that we're all going to look forward to. The first book, The Imaginarium Machine, is what we are talking about. Of course, the sequel to that, Imaginarium World, both are available at Book Venture, at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, at Adrian's website, johnadriantomlin.com. What has this process been like, being a writer? How difficult was it to go, okay, I've got this story and I want to tell it, and really the discipline to sit down and do the writing? What was that like working on the first book?
It's the first book, it's a little hard to stay on topic and stay focused, because I play games too. So, you know, there's times when I want to write, and there's times when I want to play, and mostly I want to play. And my mom, you know, she's the one that keeps me focused. My mom does a lot of the, you know, the head banging on my head and stuff. You know, write your book. So, yeah, mostly my mom helps me.
Yeah, it's nice to have somebody at your side like that that will do encouragement and help you through the process. The Imaginarium Machine, the follow-up, The Imaginarium World. Let's talk about a couple of the characters that evolve in the books. You mentioned Kevin before. Kevin Young, explain exactly who he is.
He is a co-creator of The Imaginarium Machine. He's a father of Elizabeth and a husband to, you don't know the name of her yet, but I name her on part three. And he ends up being the villain of the book, but you don't know why until I'll explain part three, I think.
And we will wait to find out more on Kevin. The Legion, talk about exactly who they are.
I got the name from the Bible when Jesus cast out the demon from this man. The demon called himself Legion. And since there was a lot of demons in him, they were saying, "We are Legion." So that's where it came from. So I used that idea where he would brainwash everybody. They would all call themselves Legion because they're all his followers. So it's like they're all his little demons working for him.
You know, one theme as I read through the Imaginarium Machine is that basically the possibilities are all endless. Do you see it that way with gaming and you mentioned virtual reality, all of that out there, that what we used to think, okay, we can't go beyond this point, we really can go beyond that point?
Yeah, we can't. I don't know exactly where we're going to be going with it, but, you know, as we're seeing technology grow all the time. And, you know, it depends on who the creators are, who's making the technology. I don't know what's going to happen, but, you know, this is just one possibility.
Well, this is your possibility that you created in your own imagination. Does it sometimes scare you to think maybe some of these scenarios could come true and it's possible with what's out there, maybe not necessarily exactly as you depicted in the Imaginarium Machine? But there's a world out there that could be a very frightening one that's evolving.
Yeah, especially technology and, you know, weapons and, you know, even our phone technology. I was reading an article where our TVs and phones are being used for spying. They left like a back door where when you turn off the TV, the NSA or something can spy on you. Like they put like a little recording device on our TVs.
Yes.
You know, that's pretty scary right there. Now, they said that they're not doing it in the U.S. They're doing it like in the Middle East and stuff. But, you know, it's still scary to think about.
A few minutes left on the program. John Adrian Tomlin is our guest. We're talking about the pulse-pounding techno-thriller, and it is science fiction, fantasy, The Imaginarium Machine. Book is available all across the country. The follow-up to that is Imaginarium World. Adrian's website is johnadriantomlin.com. And of course, you can link on by going directly to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. In the couple minutes left, tell me about where gaming has come since you've been involved in this. It's hard to, especially with esports now and all of the gaming that's out there. It used to be sort of like maybe a cult-like type following. It's become sort of mainstream, hasn't it?
Yeah, it has. You know, have you heard of Pokemon Go?
Yes, yes.
Things like that I've never thought of. And, you know, people have gotten hurt from playing that game. They would these criminals would lay traps, like, say, this Pokemon is in this location, and then people would go there and they would get robbed. You know, simple gaming technology that it could be used for criminals, that's crazy right there.
Well, yeah, as you're reading the Imaginarium Machine and you think of some things that have come up in the news that just a couple of years ago, like you say, your television spying on you, that type of thing, possibly a program microwave that could be spying on you. It's sort of amazing technology, and you realize that it actually could happen. I know you've talked about the fact that with greater power comes greater responsibility. That sort of maybe sums up what we all should be vigilant to, you know, maybe watching for, to understand that we have this great capability, but we also need to watch it as well.
Yeah, we do. I don't know how we could ever stop, though. I mean, people are always wanting new technology and wanting to make life easier. But, you know, what is the cost? I mean, the cost is pretty much our freedom.
What has this been like for you, being able to go into this world that you've created? I'm thinking it and just picking up in your passion as you're talking about it. This has really been a rewarding experience for you. What's it been like to have this world, as people are reading the Imaginarium Machine all around the world? This is a world that John Adrian Tomlin created. What's this been like for you?
It's exciting. It really is. I don't know how to explain it. It's just...
It's sort of like we're getting in this imaginary world that Adrian has, and we're in there and sharing that experience. And the book is The Imaginarium Machine. That's what we're talking about. That was the first. Imaginarium World is also available. Information you'll find online and, of course, at John's Adrian Tomlin, the website, johnadriantomlin.com. And the new book, which will be out at some time, and we'll keep people posted on when that's coming out. The website again is johnadriantomlin.com, and you can link on directly by going to our website. Adrian, thank you so much. An excellent job on the books. Looking forward to number 3. Thank you for sharing your vision with us on the program today. It's been a pleasure. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you, Rick. Thank you very much.
Once again, our guest on the program, John Adrian Tomlin. The book is called The Imaginarium Machine. You're listening to This Week in America, and we're back right after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.